We continue 11 lines down from the top on Chaf Dalet Amud Aleph. We just finished the story of Dama ben Nesina, and the purpose of the story of Dama ben Nesina was to prove or argue or refute Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is that the reason why, at least according to Shaila's interpretation, is the reason why you're not allowed to sell an animal. An idolater is not allowed to sell a paraduma to a Yisrael is because of a special din of kicha vayichu daberal b'nei Yisrael v'yikchu elecha, that it's only din in b'nei Yisrael that's allowed to give it, but it can't be given by an idolater. So he tried to prove from the case of Dama ben Nesina that it was given by an idolater. Clearly a refutation to Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer then explained, no, we're talking about a case where it was purchased by a third party, and that who was Jewish, and that third party then sold it to the Paraduma, to I guess the Beis Din, and then as a result were able to have a Paraduma. So we're still trying to understand or refute Rabbi Eliezer's opinion as understood by Shaila. So the Gemara now continues. Rabbi Eliezer lo chayis l'rvia. Are we really of the opinion that Rabbi Eliezer is not chayish for bestiality, that the reason, the sole reason why an idolater is not allowed to sell a paraduma to a Yisrael is simply because of the pasuk vayikhu v'atanya, we have a brisa, amru lo Rabbi Eliezer ma'isav ulakhu amina ovid kochavim v'dama shemo v'amri la remet shemo, right? Let's assume the case of, they told Rabbi Eliezer the story about dama, or remets, and then Amrlan Rabbi Eliezer. So now the proof is in the following statement. Amrlan Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said back to him, "Misham Raya, you can't bring me a proof from the story of Dhamma. Why? Because he gives now a different answer than what the Gemara gave before. Yisroel hayu misham remosa misha shenolda, that a Jew was watching that para from the moment that it was born. There was like a mashkiach tamidi. So there was never, what? Says Rabbi Eliezer, essentially, there was never a concern that anything happened, anything inappropriate happened to that animal from the time it was born. What inappropriate thing are we referring to? We're referring to a bestiality, that no inappropriate behavior happened with this animal since it was watched from the moment it was born. Which tells us then that Rabbi Eliezer is concerned about bestiality. So now we have Rabbi Eliezer concerned about selling a paraduma to an idolater, selling a paraduma to a Jew because of kicha, and now we have another concern about selling a paraduma to a Jew because of revia. The only reason why it was okay in this case was because there was a mashkiach, a shomer, from the beginning, that from the time it was born. So which one is it? Is it that Rabbi Eliezer is concerned about revia, or is it only that he's concerned about the pasuk kicha? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Eliezer, tarti islei. He has both kicha, he is concerned for the pasuk, v'chayish nami l'revia, and revia as well. So there's, again, so not a full refutation of Rabbi Eliezer. We said this similarly already on Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Eliezer not only holds of the pasuk of kicha based on Shaila's approach, but it's kicha plus something else. And here you see there's concern of revia and kicha as well. Now the Gemara continues and focuses on one aspect of the previous brisa. What just happened? Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Yisrael hayu mishamrim osa misha shenolda. Rabbi Eliezer said that there was a Jew, it was a mashgiach tamidi, who watched the para from the moment it was born. So the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Is that enough to allay the concern of bestiality? The nechash dilma rivi li'ima ki havam abra. Maybe while the mother was pregnant with the para, the mother was, there was bestiality performed. The Amar Rava, what difference does it make? Rava says, Rava, Vlad Hanogachas, Asurhi Uvalda, Vlad hanirvas asurahi uvolda nirvu. That in a situation where, we'll focus on the second part, the Vlad hanogachas is just about goring, but Vlad hanirvas, the child that was nirva, a Vlad that was sodomized, asurahi volda nirvu. Let me read that again. Vlad hanogachas asura hi uvalda nagru. Vlad hanirvas asura hi uvalda nirvau. That when a Vlad, when a child is sodomized while still in his mother's womb, he asura, that the Vlad is automatically prohibited because hi uvalda nirvu, even though it was the mother that was sodomized, since the Vlad was in her stomach and her belly, it is as if he was, or the animal inside was sodomized as well, and therefore you couldn't use it for a para aduma. So how is that enough that he was watched from the time that he was born? So therefore, as Gemara says, we have to amend that statement. Ema Yisrael hayim shamre mosa mishashen notzura, that a Jew was mashkiach from the moment that the baby was conceived. Somehow they knew exactly when it was conceived. They did some sort of a test, and at that point, they watched the mother until she gave birth, and then from that point on, they watched the child and made sure that this para was never inappropriately sodomized. Now the Gemara says, "Venechash dilma rivua." Le'ima me'ikara. Well, forget about the fact that maybe the mother was raped while pregnant. Maybe she was just raped before she had a baby, and that could also be a problem. Titnan kolapsulun lagave mizbeach valdose mutarim. The Tanakhama says any animal which is puzzled to be used on the mizbeach, meaning an animal that was raped, a child that they have would be permitted to be given on the Mizbeach. However, Vatani Allah Rabbi Eliezer Oser. However, Rabbi Eliezer argues and says, no, it's Oser. And even though the Paraduma doesn't go on the Mizbeach, it's considered in some regards a Kedusha Mizbeach. And then says the Gemara says, Hanicha l'Rava to Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Machlokas Kishen Nirvu, Kishen Mukdashin, Aval Kishen Chulin, Divriya Kol Mutarim. That Rava says, the machlokas is when the animal was sodomized. The machlokas between Tanakhama and Rabbi Eliezer is when they were sodomized, when there was mukdashin. That Rabbi Eliezer would be makel and say that even if it was hektish, the vlad would be mutter to be used as hektish, even though that mother cannot be used anymore. Avakshin chulin divrei kol mutarin. But if they were unconsecrated animals, everyone would agree that you would be allowed to use the Vlad on the Mizbeach. So that works, because then you can say there's no concern that even if the mother was sodomized, there's no problem. However, El Rav Huna Bar Chinana, Rav Nachman, Machlokas Kishin Nirvu Kishin Chulin, Ava Kishin Kishin Yukal Asurin. But according to Rav Huna Bar Chinana, who says that according to Rabbi Eliezer, whether it was sodomized as an unconsecrated animal or the mother was sodomized when it was already a consecrated animal, the Vlad would not be allowed to be brought on the Mizbeach, Ma'ika Lememar, then there's no good answer. How do you resolve the contradiction? So Sedlika says, the Gemara, Ema Yisrael hayu mishamrim osa l'ima misha shenotzra, that there's a mashkiach watching the mother from the time she was born, and then all the way through the time where she had a baby, she conceived and had this baby calf who turned into the para aduma. So now the Gemara asks, "V'neichash dilma rivel ima di ima." Well, maybe we should be concerned that the grandmother, the cow, was sodomized. Kuli haylo chashinan. That far, we don't need to go. So at this point, we resolved the question of Rabbi Eliezer. The Rabbi Eliezer not only holds of the reason why Rabbi Eliezer, there are two reasons why Rabbi Eliezer prohibits the sale of a paraduma by an idolater to a Yisrael. One is because of Kicha, and one is because of Revia. So therefore, if you can satisfy both, if you have a third party selling, if you have an idolater sells it to a Jew who sells it to Beis Din, that would be fine. And as long as somebody was watching the animal, there would be no concern of Revia, and then the Gemara then went on to the extent of how far you need to go. You need to be concerned that the mother of the Vlad was never sodomized in order to ensure, according to Divrei HaKol, that this animal would be allowed to be used as a paraduma.